navigation is really bad today.
FW Mobile, you got that right.
I'm 63 and I'm barely getting this repeater.
Leon?
I'm back. 84 IOX.
Did you get out about the what if, then if kind of thing? Didn't.
I'm hearing you.
The guy's hauling commercial. He's hauling commercially, but he's not doing it for hire. Therefore, he'd have the not for hire on the side of the truck, and then he'd have the DOT number because he's in commerce between state lines, crossing state lines.
Your understanding was you were hauling your own personal property, like the business's property. You weren't hauling for anybody else.
RT guys are only going to pull you over and inspect you if you are hauling for hire.
I'm going to stave off, but they can still stop you.
I know.
Putting off for hire on my truck because I'm only hauling my personal property. But I don't, it's not going to stop the DOT if they want to, or transport police if they want to stop me. If they want to stop you, they can stop you.
Driving under commercial motor vehicle law, you're giving up a lot of normal freedoms that other people have.
Pulling my RV, and I went past a way station, and I got a letter in the mail about that, and they said that I had to stop at a way station even though I was a camper because they apply their commercial regulations to campers as well. That's something I learned out of that experience. It was a pretty stiff fine.
Somebody there to work with, they miss, what state was that?
We're asking the same question. What state was that?
So what the letter said was that any vehicle or combination over 7,500 pounds gross has to stop at a weigh station in Virginia, whether it's commercial or not.
Surprising. Let me see if I got this. Same weight, but it's 10,000 pounds.
Uniform commercial code, right?
Well, commercial when I'm pulling my camper, but there's so much for uniform vehicle code, I guess.
They're saying you're commercial.
It's a different definition of commercial than the federal government.
Standing this where the state and the federal are different. Commercial, they can take over 10,000 pounds and use to earn a profit. So, not 26 like the states are.
I'm here at work, so I'm going to jump out. You guys have a great day. Laid it down the log. 73, KD4, IOX.
KO4HKX.
73, Leon. KN4TFW.
73, Leon. W2JKT. Thanks for all the good info there.
My understanding on it is anything 10,000 pounds or greater for commercial use to cross the state lines, it's considered federal. That's where the federal comes in on CDLs. Where in the state, you got to be over 26,000.
They also require you to get a DOT number, even if you're not going across state lines. I know a lot of landscaping guys have told me over the years that they've had to go out and get a DOT number because their truck and, lawn trailer is over 10,000, and the state guys will stop them if they don't have a DOT number.
Problem with all that there is it's so vague, and no matter who you ask, you'll get a different response.
Part of it is that you can always find a nexus in interstate commerce for just about any activity because, you're a lawn care company. Oh, you have to buy gas, and the gas comes from another state, so you're in interstate commerce.
Much. It's very difficult to stay 100% legal.
Wilburn was a terrible ruling.
That was, but I'm assuming it's got something to do with interstate commerce.
There was a farmer, and I think it was in Ohio or Iowa or something, and he was growing corn on his property for his own use. and he claimed that the federal government had no right to regulate his growing corn on his own property for his own use. But the government successfully argued before the Supreme Court that by him growing his property for his own use had a nexus in interstate commerce because he was not buying corn on the free market for use on his farm. So therefore, his activity had an effect on interstate commerce because he was not buying corn from the commodities exchanges in interstate commerce.
If you do, and danged if you don't.
Come into compliance with federal regulations on growing corn on his own property for his own use because of the nexus in interstate commerce that he created by not buying corn on the open market. The government regulates literally everything today.
Interstate commerce played into practically everything a lot more than what people realize.
A single federal regulation is only enforceable under the Interstate Commerce Clause.
Surprised me. But I'm here. I'm going to have to switch vehicles, so I got to get this gate open. Ken, you still there?
Went down the road to the gate myself, so I'm going to say 7-3. Everybody have an awesome day, and look forward to catching you later down the log. KN4 TFW.
Ken and Eric, I'll be back in just a few minutes. KO4HK.
Okay, we'll talk to you Thursday. W2JKT, standing by.